Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: who's to blame when you're unhappy at your small business? Why employees dread the office? And protecting customer data at your firm. Are your heels dragging as you walk in the door of your office? If you're going through the motions and couldn't care less about your job, it's time to look in the mirror about who's to blame. It's not the boss, says Steve McClatchy, New York Times bestselling author of Decide: Work Smarter, Reduce Your Stress, and Lead by Example. Steve, how do you see it?
It is easy to blame the boss, blame your employer, but really the responsibility for feeling balanced is really our responsibility.
What is it? What are most folks feeling burned out about, or what gets them to the burnout point?
Burnout is a feeling, and tell me if you'd agree, it's when we spend too much time with the tasks that help us to maintain our lives, to keep our life where it is today. So these tasks prevent us from going backwards, but they don't help us to go forward. And when we spend too much time with them, we seem to get that feeling that we reference as burnout.
All right. That you paint the picture sort of like you can't, for example, at work, look past your desk.
Right. All those tasks that are finding you are keeping you at the desk. Right. So those maintenance tasks, I call them maintenance tasks, those, you know, taking out the trash, doing the laundry, paying the bills, answering email, those tasks that repeat over and over again, they have deadlines, and you really only get results if you don't do them. But when you do them, you don't move forward.
All right. So what do you do? Let's say you recognize it and you're thinking, okay, this is not for me. What's the next step then? Is the next step to look for another job or rework what you're doing at the current job?
Yeah, maybe. All of those things could be an option. So our next step is to create excitement in our lives. So burnout is really a feeling that we get when there's no excitement and we're not looking forward to something. We haven't accomplished something. And it isn't the worst feeling in the world. It really is an opportunity feeling. I mean, it's often viewed as a bad thing, but it's an opportunity. It's your brain saying to you, it's time for you to go. It's time for growth. It's time for movement in your life.
All right, let's say that you realize that you are experiencing some burnout. Should a manager be recognizing that as well?
Yeah, I mean, think about the cost of this. I mean, burnout has significant impact to a business. I mean, not only to you and your boss, your colleagues, and the customers you serve, but it also impacts, you know, your health and the way you sleep and your personal relationships. I mean, this has a significant impact. So when you see an employee that's burned out, or you are burned out and you want to reengage in the work that you do, what do you do? Well, when we sit down with our employers, they often tell us what they want from us, right? I mean, that's typically how that conversation, your job description, your meet expectations, what they need from you. And in that same conversation, we need to have the courage to say, here's what I need out of this job.
Thanks, Steve. Steve McClatchy. Again, the book is called Decide: Work Smarter, Reduce Your Stress, and Lead by Example. Well, here's a concerning thought for small business owners. Most employees are not accomplishing their best work when they're at the office. According to a recent study by the job site FlexJobs, 3/4 of respondents avoid the office when completing important projects. So where do they go and why? Here's correspondent Dominic Savino.
It turns out employees really do like working from home. 50% of respondents said their home is their location of choice when they need to focus. Now, as far as why, the survey found interruptions from coworkers and general workplace distractions are the top reasons for avoiding the office. So what can an employer do? Well, a good starting point could be a telecommuting policy that would allow employees to occasionally work outside the office. Also, consider turning an unused conference room into a do not disturb area where people can escape those workplace distractions. By offering employees more flexibility, you can keep both morale and productivity high at your small business. Gordon?
Thank you, Dominic. Coming up next, a lesson in protecting your customers' information.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
The hacked database that Scottrade recently announced included 4.6 million clients, brokerage account numbers, among other personal details. Just how safe are your investments, and is your small business on full protection mode when it comes to your customers' info? Here's MarketWatch reporter Priya Anand. Priya, what should we know?
The SEC actually did a sweep and asked a lot of brokerages, about 100 different firms, broker-dealers, and advisors, have you ever experienced a cyber attack of any sort before, either directly or through a vendor that compromised your information also? And 88% of brokers said yes, and 74% of advisors said yes. If other people are like Scottrade and they're in that small percentage of people who say we haven't had a breach yet, Maybe they're like Scottrade and they just don't know. So 88% is already a very large percentage. And then you have to account for the fact that sometimes a firm might not even realize it's been hacked.
Number two on your list isn't exactly good news for investors, and that is that you're not guaranteed your money back if it's stolen in a hack. How's that possible?
The SEC also found out when they actually asked broker-dealers and advisors in that survey they released earlier this year that only 15% of brokerages have a written policy saying, yeah, if there's a cyber-related incident related to your account and you lose money, we will guarantee to make you whole. And that number is 9% for advisors, investment advisors. So that means majority of the time, there's not a blanket guarantee that you will get your money back. A lot of firms that I've talked to say, you know, we're not going to leave our clients on the hook if something clearly wasn't their fault. We don't want to damage that relationship either. But it's very, very much up to them.
Or more bad news in number three. You say Scottrade investors will now become bigger targets for scammers. Explain why.
After any kind of major news event, you're probably going to get a lot of spam. So you see, you know, after the South Carolina flooding that just happened, I'm sure some people saw spam in their inboxes, like, donate to this charity, it'll help you. Well, what happens if someone knows that you have a personal connection to something? They can target that spam even further. So scammers know now that these 4.6 million customers whose emails were leaked in the Scottrade hack, they know you're investing and you do care about the markets at least a little bit, right? So they can really target emails they send to you, and you might see more emails relating to pump and dump schemes, like buy this penny stock now. And, you know, they know that these people are investors now, so the level of spam you get can be pretty targeted.
Further down your list, you say there's at least some good news for Scottrade investors because they aren't powerless here. What do you mean by that?
You do have the power of asking for more information, fortunately. While you can't change your firm's policy, you can find out what the policy is on being reimbursed if there is some sort of cyber attack. And you can also ask, do you have cyber insurance? Has someone been attacked before from your firm? Have you guys been hacked before? There are lots of questions you can ask whoever you're customer service representative is there, whoever you deal with there, about what happens when they have a cybersecurity issue. And then you can make it an informed decision at least.
Thanks, Priya. MarketWatch reporter Priya Anand. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud, for example. Reviews can help me determine what works and what doesn't. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.